Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is as the economy recovers, you're going to start meeting, maybe it'll be you who will be saying things, or you'll meet someone who will say something that sounds like they want to become a business owner. They want to start their own business. Yeah, I've got a startup. I want to become a business owner. Well, that's great, right? I did it once, and a lot of people are doing it, right? But one of the things we should do is to ask more questions. And probing for the object of that person's entrepreneurial affection and infatuation will participate in what I call the what, where, how, and when questions. And finally, the most important question, why? Why do you want to own a business? That's very important, because the answers to that last question, why do you want to start a small business, produces what I call the myths of small business ownership. There are many myths of small business ownership, but I'm only going to have time to talk to you about around four of those. So here, let's get started with some of the myths that I've identified that you hear people say all the time when they say, I want to start a small business. Here's myth number one. When I own my own business, I'll be my own boss. Now, everybody who hasn't said that out loud has thought it. And that's right. It's correct. You won't have an employer telling you what to do. But you'll trade that one boss that you have today, perhaps, for many others. Your customers will be your bosses. Your landlord will boss you around some. Your banker will play a song that you'll have to dance to. The IRS, regulators. And here's the one that will shock you and will blow you away. And this is the one that you did not see coming. Your employees will become your bosses. How about that? You think I'm crazy, don't you? You think that's nuts. How could that possibly be? Well, I can't really explain it to you right now. I don't have enough time. But just trust me on this one. And those of you who have employees, well, nodding your head, I can see you. Sometimes your employees are your bosses, either passively or aggressively. Modern management is less about bossing and more about leading and inspiring. In a small business, everyone must wear several hats, and the denominator management, the dominant management model, doesn't work well in this model, in modern multitasking environment. You've got to be more. Bossing is not the way to go. Myth number two, when I own my own business, I won't have to work as hard as I do now. Well, again, that's true too. You'll have to work much harder. Ramona Arnett, the CEO of Ramona Enterprises, said it best when she said, owning a business means working 80 hours a week so that you can avoid working 40 hours for someone else. You may have heard me say that now that I'm a business owner, I've gotten so successful, I'm down to working half days. And I get to choose which 12 hours. How about that? The irony is you'll actually work harder when you understand, and you'll actually want to work harder when you understand everything in your business belongs to you. Even the irritating, frustrating, and frightening challenges will take on a new perspective when you realize that you own the opportunities that you turn them into. You turn the lights on in the morning, you turn the lights off in the evening, not because you want to work more, but because you won't want to miss anything of your entrepreneurial dream coming as it comes true. This is one of the things that will surprise you. Another thing that will surprise you, besides employees being your bosses, is that you'll work harder, even though you thought you weren't going to work as hard. You'll work harder and you'll like it. Myth number three: when I own my own business, I can take a day off whenever I want. Someone once said to me, why don't you just take off today? You own the company. Why don't you just take off? Well, maybe you could. You could do that. However, you may find that your business has such a compelling attraction that you won't want to take off. Smell the roses? Sure, you like to smell the roses, but maybe your roses are inside your business. It's more likely that whatever interests you, instead of taking a day off, instead of thinking that, you know, now that I own a business, I'll be able to do whatever I want to do, it's more likely that whatever interested you when you were an employee, golf or whatever it might have been, fishing or whatever, is that whatever interested you as an employee when you were an employee will become jealous of your business because it'll be taking you away from those things and you'll be okay with it. Myth number four: when I own my own business, I'll make a lot of money. Well, you might, but if you only start a business because you want to get rich, you probably won't be a happy small business owner. Yes, you could get rich. You could actually get very rich, but it's more likely that you'll just make a living. If you look at all the business owners that you know, some of them get very rich. Some of them make plenty of money. But if you'll notice, most of them, they're not any better off than if they had a job. But they prefer doing that to having a job. Meaning that when I say having a job, I mean being an employee, right? So yeah, you can get rich, but you're more than likely you'll just make a living. Being a successful small business owner first means loving what you do. Pursuing wealth should be secondary, and ironically, is actually more likely to happen when it's subordinated, when it's in the subordinate role. You're more likely to get rich when you're really happy with what you do and focusing on that, and not so much on getting rich. For small business success, don't fall prey to the myths of ownership. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.